Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I think we've probably talked to Eric about this in the past, but I don't remember the details here. And I'm thinking about how you went to the game and got home at 1:30. All I did was watch the game and was up until past that, of course, just sort of looking at lineups and whatever, wasting time. Kirk Herbstreit's talking about flying to Miami, not home, flying to Miami last night after the game, expecting to get there around 2, and then a 9 o'clock coaches meeting this morning with the Miami coaches. Eric Wood on the Western Hotline. Eric, would you be willing to sort of take us through your hours from when the game ends to when you get home?
Well, it's different every week. This week I had a funeral, so I flew up on Thursday with a group from Louisville. We took off this morning. I got home at maybe 1:45 last night and then got up about 6:30 to head to the airport to get home. So not nearly the grind of a day that I'm sure Kirk Herbstreit had today, but yeah, it's often planes, trains, and automobiles. But look, we have a fun gig, and I often talk to Murph and many others about, I appreciate you guys doing it all the way through the drought, because we get to call a win most weeks with this team, and it's fun to cover, and we get the Josh Allen experience and now James Cook and all the highlights that come with it. And so it's a fun gig.
Well, you did plenty of these with us during the drought too. So, I mean, you weren't 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, but I mean, you did your time on the radio talking about those drought teams.
And I had to be pretty calculated with my words.
That's right.
Because you gotta, you know, and honestly, I'm such an optimist that, you know, every year I thought it was our year. There was never a season that started that I didn't think we had a team that could potentially break the drought, and then we'd be in the hunt, and then eventually we'd be eliminated, and I would hopefully spin it in a positive manner from there.
So is it that when the Bills play at home at night, you'll end up spending the night here, but then if they play in the afternoon, will you usually get to Louisville before the night is out? Is that typical?
Yeah, if it's a 1 o'clock flight, usually there's a Delta flight leaving about 6:30 or so, and then connect in Detroit or Atlanta and get home later that night. Next week, Bills play at 1 p.m. against the Saints at home, and then we have our annual Flights and Bites event benefiting Oshai on Monday night.
Okay.
So
you'll be here.
I'll be sticking around and doing the Elio DiPaolo's dinner and all the things we used to do when I was playing and sticking around more often.
Very good. Well, you know, talking about how we've been having these conversations, the three of us, for years, it's been good for a while. I wonder if you're thinking at all, I mean, last night wasn't a blowout at all. I wonder if you're thinking at all that, like, this team might be the one. And, you know, it might help toward that Kansas City has started with 2 losses and the Bills have beaten the Ravens. But, man, have they ever leaned into their physical side on offense? And Allen does, I think, symbolize that, but he's so much more than that. But they just keep doubling down on, you know, it's Hawes and it's Shavers and just these, you know, what, three tight end looks, and is it Jumbo on one side or the other? And and Cook, it, to his credit too, last night, after a game or two where a lot of what Cook was getting, especially the Jet game, was having, you know, getting a few yards before contact. Here's a game where a lot of his damage comes after contact, but still, like, just what the line is doing, what the scheme is, it's got to be a dream for a, you know, a lineman, not to stereotype, but maybe for any fan, Eric. It just seems they have really pushed in that direction and, you know, successfully.
They have, and they still put up 31 points, and that's the remarkable thing. You know, a lot of times when you commit to a, you know, ground and pound, okay, we have an advantage maybe physicality-wise against a team, so we're going to try and control the clock. We're going to, you know, our star running back's going to have over 100 yards. A lot of times that doesn't lead to over 30 points because it just drains the clock more. Maybe there's not as many explosive plays, but this group does it, and they score 31 points in a night where you think, man, it just didn't feel like maybe they had their best stuff.
Right.
There was no big-time explosive plays, and they score 31. And this group is special. And, you know, I was having this conversation earlier today. Like, they've net, like, through three games, you know, Josh had the long run against the Jets, which was a man-to-man defense. He busts out of the pocket and gets 40 yards. But beyond that, they haven't leaned into really any Josh Allen runs. I think we've run one QB sneak on the season, to where it's gotten to the point where the supporting cast, the offensive line, to your point, James Cook, they can kind of do it themselves, to where it's got to be a nightmare for teams defensively to prepare for the Bills. Okay, so what are we getting this week? Are they going to spread us out? Is Josh Allen going to put on the cape? Is he going to light us up through the air? Or are they going to put in Reggie Gilliam and run 22 personnel? Are they going to put three tight ends on the field and run 13 personnel? Okay, how do we match up with that? Because Dalton Kincaid is essentially a wide receiver, but then he's also just crushing our safeties and nickels and defensive backs out in space.
How about that? Right.
I mean, it's just I'm just looking at it from a perspective of sitting in NFL meetings for 9 years and knowing how those go, and thinking about preparing for this Bills offense and thinking, I mean, it's just got to be a nightmare, just the different ways that they can beat you.
Yeah, they're back in primetime after next Sunday, the following 2 weeks. And I wonder if we won't, like, in the run-up to those games and even on those pregame shows, have the tight ends be the featured talking point about this team. Like, if they have another game similar enough to how this has gone so far through 3 weeks against the Saints next Sunday, I think those guys are going to become the story of this team.
Yeah, they have been so far, honestly. And against the Ravens, the game script got distorted just based upon them being down two scores for majority of the second half, to where you're not leaning into your 13 personnel as much. But they have blocked so extremely well. I mean, look at the Khalil Shakir touchdown yesterday. Dalton Kincaid's the lead blocker, you know, and then he's our leading receiver in the game, gets a touchdown. Jackson Hawes gets a touchdown yesterday. But the way they blocked out there, and – you know, it's different, but maybe similar to when New England had Gronk and Hernandez, and they were just a matchup nightmare because they were both so physical, and so but they're great receivers, so you didn't really know whether, right, okay, do we play nickel against the defense? How do we do this? And it reminds me a little bit of that scheme.
How about the defense last night, Eric? So we had a very bumpy first week, but the Ravens was what we wanted to sort of work with there. Maybe it's not going to stay that bad. A great week in week two. And then last night, Miami did its thing. I mean, long drives up until the late pick. It was a very good night for them, especially on third down. Let me just specify, focus on that for a second. Are you somebody that singles out third down defense as like its own category, as a sort of a, you know, a important piece as to what a defense really is? I go back and forth on that. I mean, I kind of think your defense is your defense, and maybe there's some sort of a scheme shortcoming on third down that's happening, but how do you analyze that? Because in both home games, despite the best efforts of the PA announcer and the Bills to sort of you know,
the train horn,
just sort of get everybody up. Right. I mean, it's kind of coming easy for their first two visitors this year on third.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Yes, I kind of treat third down, you know, a little bit differently. A lot of times that is, you know, can you put pressure on the quarterback? And that's not just a defensive line thing. That's not necessarily a scheme or let's blitz more. A lot of times it's, can you cover long enough to get the guys home? Last night there was times where there was either too much push or it's man-to-man rub routes where the ball gets out so quick that, you know, Bosa, Rousseau, whoever else can't get home in time. But, you know, you have a defense last year that was 29th in the NFL in third down defense. And, you know, the Jets go 0 for 11 and the Bills come to this week with the number one third down defense in the league. But you know, it didn't necessarily feel like that, if that makes sense. And so there's definitely a concern there. Now, I don't think this defense has fully reached its potential for the season when you consider how many new guys are playing. They play this game without Milano. They play without Ed Oliver. You have two defensive linemen that are going to play a significant role on suspension. And also your first-round draft pick, your burner corner, is on IR and will be back. And so I think this group on defensively will get better throughout the season. And you add a number of those guys back, and it's definitely going to help on third down.
Yeah, my overall right now on them is it's great to be able to be winning games and be 3-0 while Deion Walker and TJ Sanders and whoever else, Landon Jackson, isn't even dressing yet. Like, guys are learning, and hopefully, like, your record's good enough that, you know, you can, you know, keep a stranglehold hopefully on the one seed, and everybody kind of gets better, right? Like, Walker to me was one of the stories of the game yesterday. Like, it's not a huge role yet, but watching even just in the stadium before he makes the play that leads to the Bernard interception, there were run plays where he's, I don't even think, getting credit for a tackle, but he just, they try to wall him off and he's like, nope, I'm just closing this thing down. And like, he misses sometimes because he's young, and that gives me hope that he'll figure out how to miss less. I think he's been one of the stories of the season so far.
No, I agree with that. And I would add, you know, experience-wise, Cole Bishop to that mix. And Dorian Strong plays in week one. And, you know, and Dorian Williams plays yesterday. They have a number of young guys that are out there where your ceiling feels higher defensively than maybe in previous years, where you got guys maybe on the tail end of their contract or whatever it may be, where the ceiling feels higher. And to your point about Walker, I was having a conversation with Ross Tucker last night, and we were talking about, you know, obviously, you know, it's run its course where we've talked about how Deion Walker, if he leaves 2 years ago, he's probably a first-round draft pick. He deals with the back injury last year, and you take some risks taking him in the fourth round. But 6'7", 340-pound guys that can move and have some wiggle, those guys don't grow on trees. And so I love the fact that you take a flyer on a guy like that. And it seems at this point that it's definitely paying off for the Bills, that they brought him in. They didn't rush him back. They let him, you know, just hang out through OTAs, continue to rehab, continue to build up his strength and all that he missed through his back injury in 2024. And, I mean, that guy could – I mean, we might look back in a couple of years and think, what an absolute steal he was, because it's just a rare skill set. Like, those types of guys don't generally fall that far in the draft.
I don't know if Jackson Hawes will ever elevate to, you know, that kind of – steel level. Like, I'm not sure how productive he'll be, but Eric, he seems exactly what they wanted, maybe, you know, dreamed of. You talked about Aaron Cromer and Hawes yesterday with us on the pregame show. Then he gets the touchdown precariously close to tripping up Allen after he slips going in motion, but, you know, in classic Bills style, no problem. And I liked too that on that play, and I mentioned to Bulldog earlier this, how Allen is sort of making like he could just run it in, but Hawes never blocks anybody. You know, he still shows as a receiver there and gets paid off.
Yeah, did you hear after the game, Sal got him on the field after the game on a broadcast, and I forgot you guys don't listen to the broadcast. But so after the game, just kidding. I had to throw that in there. But, and I know you guys have listened to it some recently. But yes. After the game, Sal got Jackson Hall's, and he said, when we're in walkthroughs, Josh will do that type of thing, like try and catch you off guard. And so he's like, he's done that to me before where I'm on a route. It looks like Josh is going to run it in, and then he flicks it to me. And so he was essentially saying he was prepared for that based upon the fact that Josh maybe having a little fun during a walkthrough will do that type of thing. But
good.
Yeah, I mean, but Jackson Halls has been absolutely incredible as a rookie. I mean, he to me seems like the type of guy, which, you know, he stays at one school, he develops. It's the type of rookie you used to get, if that makes sense, you know, where you used to get a guy that stayed at one school, he developed. He was in the same scheme. He got stronger with the same strength coach. And then he comes into the NFL and he's ready to roll. And a lot of times nowadays, you're getting a guy that maybe has been in a couple different schools. He's 3 years out of high school. He's 20 and a half years old. And then, okay, let's develop him. Let's, you know, kind of show him the ropes. Jackson Hall's, he's a man out there. Yeah. I mean, he's developed and he's an asset for this offense.
You are right to point out that I was not listening to the broadcast last night, but I did watch Sal talk to Jackson Hawes because I was okay in the stadium. I couldn't hear it, but thing. I stood there watching Sal interview him.
It would have been awkward if you had your headphones on. In your
you know what? You know, can I just say, if the broadcast, and I'm sure this is it, or this is true or close to true, were the best radio broadcast of an NFL game imaginable, how would I do it if I want to watch the game on a stream? Like, it's Amazon Prime. How would I possibly
match
Eric,
it up?
Do you do this? I mean, in our defense, do you do this when just to see if you can do it, if it would line up so that, you know, the radio guys aren't giving anything away?
My wife does. And
okay. She,
whether it's pausing the TV or however she does it, I know that my wife gets that done. And
okay.
I get feedback during the game from people on, I guess it's called X now, that also do the same. And
all right. So maybe it's not as hard as I think.
But I do understand your point where it's not going to be fully synced unless you put some effort in.
Look, if it's Al Michaels, I'm not going to do it. If it's Spiro Ditas, I might give it a shot. All right, no offense to anybody, but like,
and you had one of my favorite people in the world, Kirk Herbstreit, who I've known for 15 years, on the call last night, and I think he's about as good as it gets.
Eric Wood on the Wester Hotline for just a couple of minutes, so a little bit of extra time here. We've had this before. I'm sure we've asked you this question, but now they're going to play New Orleans next Sunday, and they're possibly going to be an even bigger favorite in that game than they just were. Then New England, if you want it, the following week, where they should also be similar. Is there a job here to keep guys' heads from getting too big?
There is. Maybe not getting too big, but just keeping your foot on the pedal. And I would say one of Sean McDermott's strengths is that. I mean, Sean, I've told you guys this before, but Sean is often a lot harder on the guys after a win than he is a loss. After a loss, it's okay, let's build the confidence up. It's not as bad as you think. After a win, hey, we were fortunate that this happened, and we've got to get better because here's the five reasons we could have lost this game, and we need to get better in these instances. So Sean's going to keep his foot on the gas, and he'll have those guys, I assume, ready to roll. And you know, while you know, it's like just from an offensive lineman's perspective, no matter who we're playing, they're likely going to have one or two guys up front that are an absolute issue.
Yep.
And can definitely embarrass you, and that's just from an offensive lineman's perspective. You know, there's every position kind of has those matchups where you're going into a game thinking, man, this guy, he's you know, a big time ball player, and I could be embarrassed out here if I don't bring it. And so, yes, you know, I don't know if trap game's the right word. And through a season, there's going to be ebbs and flows. But I think Sean McDermott is as good as anybody about just truly, you know, modeling it by example that you just have to keep your foot on the gas the entire season. Now, you got to have the right group that can sustain that and, you know, kind of deal with that constant pressure throughout the season. But based upon their track record over the last 6-ish years in this run we've been on, seems like they got the right group.
The Saints have, for what it's worth, the leading sacker in the league through 2 weeks, Carl Granderson, but I'm not sure an edge rusher is how this team would get tripped up on offense if it were to be tripped up at all. Eric, well, enjoy the extra few days, and we'll talk again, not Monday, but sometime soon.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a great weekend as well.
All right, there you go. Eric Wood, his appearance here on WGR Weekly, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, as well as by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Saints at 0-2 at Seattle on Sunday. That's a probably popular Survivor pick if you didn't use the Bills last night in a Survivor tournament. And if you're in one, pretty good chance you're still alive through 2 weeks, because there were very few upsets. If you got knocked out already this season in Survivor, you took a chance, a little bit of a chance, which is good, but didn't work out for you. Still, most people are going to be in it, and Seattle, a healthy favorite at home Sunday against New Orleans. How much do you trust the Seahawks in a tournament like that? That's the question. Or maybe you just use the Bills. I did in one.
I still got to make a pick. I did not get on the Bills last night as much as I liked it. I maybe it was saving them for this week against New Orleans. We'll see.
When do we have the 17-0 conversation again?
At the bye.
All right.
If they get to the bye,
I'll wait.
You know, I think you get to the bye at what will that be, 6-0?
Yep.
If they get there,
yep.
Then I think it's time.
It is a debate, you know, I'm sort of kidding, but this game was tough. And the opener, you know, you stole it. So do you have to think, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of this, do you have to think that this team is like fully formed, just maybe better than ever? I don't know. We can discuss it. We will. Sal will join us at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. 803-0550 to join us. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Just got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. Obviously, we're running the ball really well. James Cook looks like he's shot out of a cannon every time he touches the football. Our O-line is doing such a good job of communicating and working together. In the passing game, we got guys that are in the right spots. You know, teams are typically playing some soft zones against us, which just some underneath stuff that we're just going to keep taking until they take it away. So, you know, part of the reason that I think, you know, we're having such success is, again, guys know what they're doing. They're in the right spots. And then when there's plays to be made, they're being made.
Seems right. Josh Allen and the Bills 3-0 take the weekend off. New Orleans, rare appearance by the Saints in Orchard Park. Next Sunday, 1 o'clock. Imagine a 1 o'clock game. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday. Lines are open for your calls. 803-0550. How good are they? Like, is this the best Bills team? Is it another good to great Bills team, but with a little bit maybe of an easier road than before? What is this so far?
I think I sort of touched on it a little bit with Eric. I think right now they very much resemble last year's team, complete with the flaws as well as the positives, right? They're running it. They're powerful. They've got the three tight ends now instead of the sixth offensive lineman. That's more in favor than using Alec Anderson like they did last year.
No turnovers.
A 25th game in a row without losing the turnover battle last night. But on defense, you've got, you know, third down problems. Last night, can I get to the quarterback? I thought Tua, they did win, not a ton up front, but they won enough that I think one of the most surprising things about the game last night, sorry, I don't want to get away from the larger question here, was how effective Tua was getting out of there. Usually, I feel like if Bosa or Rousseau wins, or even someone in the middle wins, I got you, right? On plays where he's going to hold the ball a little longer, a lot of their stuff was the ball is just coming out, and there's no chance, you know, no matter how much you win, you're not going to get there. But on plays where he held it, I thought he extended plays in a way that I'm not used to seeing him do with success. I think that was a big part of their third down success. But anyway, overall, like, that's still a wart from last year. Do I have enough there? Getting third down stops and not having to live off turnovers. You know, they got the roughing the punter penalty and that the turnover, and like that was what sealed the game. They may have won it without either. You know, because Miami was only going to tie you probably on that drive where Bernard makes the pick. But the problems are still there and are familiar enough. But I feel like there are guys in place now that either aren't playing yet, like Hoyt. You know, Ogunjobi to me is more like just a guy. But I think they could use just a guy because Sanders is not good yet at all. Like I'm almost going to say a liability at this point. They're in a situation here with the two tackles they drafted. It's a little bit like Elam and Benford from a few years ago. You know, the rounds don't exactly match.
Closer
of course,
together.
But closer together, second and fourth. But Walker is absolutely outplaying Sanders. Like, he's beating his doors in. Sanders just gets moved easily. Walker's not perfect, but I feel like they've got guys, and maybe even Sanders falls into this, hopefully, with the draft pedigree he has, that can get better as they go. They'll get Hoyt. Hoyt is not Ogunjobi to me. Hoyt is someone who should matter to their overall here and how they want to use him and should supplement what they've got going and maybe hopefully give Bosa a bit of a break. So I feel like they have the horizon to me. Right now, they look like the same Bills as last year, you know, winning this way. But I think there's people in place that were not here last year that I could see helping them be better by midseason and beyond. And hopefully, you know, they're really impactful by the end of the season. You know, like Eric Wood was saying about Deion Walker, you know, it's years down the road where you're talking about him being this player to look back on. But if he incrementally improves, because he did not have a good week one at all. He and Sanders both struggled badly against Baltimore. But it's gotten better already for Walker, and that's not going to continue, you know, infinitely. But I just think they've got more hope that they'll be better later in the season, provided they stay reasonably healthy, of course, too. But so that's how I feel. They have more potential to be the best version of the Bills that they've been during this run.
803-0550. Here's Tony next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Answer your question. I think they're very good. I don't have any reason not to put them right atop the NFL. But I need your guys' help in comforting me with something that I still struggle with a little bit. When we are as good as we are, we have the quarterback we have. We certainly pay attention to you know, to our defensive side of the football. We've got balance, but yet, despite how good we are at, you know, not turning over the football, we still seem to favor a game script with very few possessions between the two teams. Why should that not make me nervous some nights?
I can relate. I agree with you.
It was very, I mean, there was a lot of muttering around me in the stands last night as really, it peaked, I think, as the punt was happening where the roughing the punter penalty came. Because this the game is, it's tight, it's tied, and you'd already seen a couple of possessions in the third quarter after the Bills did get stops. They forced back-to-back three and outs, but the Bills matched them. And then here comes the fourth quarter starting, and I'm punting again. Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, I think that can make you nervous. It leaves you less margin for error if you're playing that way. And they do seem to choose at this point anyway to play low event football. You know, they're not pushing the ball down the field. By design, I mean, Allen has the ball in his hands. He can decide where he's throwing it, but he's careful. I think they want him to be careful. I think he wants to be careful, so they're careful. And that can leave you a little vulnerable at times.
I won't say different. I relate to this. It's like at the root of all the consternation over the last couple of years about wide receiver talent and just like how high is the ceiling for their offense. You got to give them one thing, and this can change in any given week, but they are so efficient that it's not hurt to say the very absolute very least, it's not hurting them. Like they're able to go games without turnovers. They don't have a turnover yet this season. What? Right? I mean, that's just insane how well they've done going back a year and a half or more at this. So it's random, but only to a point. It's in the game plan, you know, in there. They're just with this tight end group, and the line is just, they never miss a play. And they're just tough to measure up to. Knowing that you still have Allen lurking, I think we're getting to a point where teams are going to let Allen beat them down the field. I think they're going to have to. And maybe we don't know if he can with what he's got around him. Elijah Moore is a factor right now. That's good. Coleman and Kincaid, you know, you're getting a few plays a game from each guy. I mean, nobody's got five catches a game yet. Nobody's averaging that. Coleman had the big fourth quarter against Baltimore, and that's kind of it, you know, mostly. But Kincaid looks like they know what they're doing, maybe more than ever with him. Mm-hmm. And he's also blocking and making a difference there. So I just don't know when and how they're good. You never can know this, but when and how they're going to play somebody who can, the Ravens were it, who can sort of force them into that. And what happened when the Bills finally in that game got to a point where they had to go? Baltimore changed its defense and, you know, maybe made it a little bit easier for the Bills, but still.
They threw for 251 yards in the fourth quarter of that
right.
game when they had to do it.
Right. So you throw your hands up at some point.
Right.
But there's still so much season left. I just wonder if they're going to play teams. We've always liked their schedule that can, you know, body them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Is anybody going to be able to do that? Is it going to be the Eagles in late December? Is it going to be New England? No. I mean, who's it going to be that can really... Because the Bills always have, it's not even like that they default to it. They're starting with it, where they have that physical advantage, and they know what to do with it. They know how to use it. And so good luck to if a team can, I don't know who it might be. Could be anybody, I guess, in a given week. But it'll be when a team can physically measure up to them in a game that, well, all right, we'll see if Keon Coleman can win a, you know, can separate, or we'll see right. If it's Palmer or just like, all right, if, I mean, Allen last night, Allen and Tua, the stat is combined shortest air yards per attempt, 1 point something in any game in 9 years in the NFL, like both quarterbacks just threw the ball short the whole game. And the Bills still put up their 31 and Miami did well too, just had the turnover and a couple of other mistakes. Yeah, I can understand being a little bit uneasy about that, but on balance, like I've got my friends who are constantly whining and complaining about every little thing that happens in every game. I mean, just look at yourselves. Which team would not trade places with them?
Right.
Just it also seems so petty. Not this one necessarily, and still so much season yet to go to figure out these answers. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Thanks, Tony. Sal at 5. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.